The 88-member strong Czech Olympic team brought home 8 medals from Sochi, setting a new record for the Winter Games. 2 golds came from snowboarder Eva Samková and speed skater Martina Sáblíková, respectively. The team also took 4 silver and 2 bronze medals in Russia. Czech biathletes, who had not won any medals at any previous games, are largely responsible for the record tally, with 5 out of the 8 medals. Overall, the Czech team finished 15th in the Sochi Olympics medal table, with just 1 fewer gold than China. Moving on to football now, where the Czech national team has been drawn in Group A for Euro 2016 qualifying, along with the Netherlands, Turkey, Iceland, Latvia and Kazakhstan. Despite landing in what is considered one of the qualification's most difficult groups, Czech manager Pavel Vrba hopes his team will be able to book a spot at the event in France.
The Netherlands are the favourites and Turkey are unpredictable. But there is another strong opponent, Iceland, which put up a tough fight in the World Cup qualification and only narrowly missed the playoffs. The group is not an easy one, but our goal is to advance to the Euro finals.
The Czechs, who failed to qualify for the World Cup in Brazil, will launch their Euro 2016 campaign in September when they host the Dutch. A month later, they are set to travel to Turkey. Czech league title holders Viktoria Plzeň drew 1-1 with Shakhtar Donetsk at home on Thursday in the first leg of Europa League's knockout stage. Plzeň took the lead in the 62nd minute with a goal from Tetzel, but the Ukrainian side equalised just 2 minutes later. The game was Plzeň's first under new manager Dušan Uhrin, who remains hopeful for the second leg.
We were leading 1-0, but Shakhtar created a number of opportunities to score. However, if we had not made a mistake, it would have been better to maintain the advantage. But the tie is over 2 legs and the result remains open.
Liberec, meanwhile, lost to Alkmaar of the Netherlands 1-0 at home. The second legs of the Europa League's last 32 ties are scheduled for the coming Thursday. Staying with football, the Czech domestic top division kicked off at the weekend after a winter break. Table leaders Sparta Prague are only set to play Brno on Monday afternoon. Viktoria Plzeň, meanwhile, secured 3 points when they beat Ostrava 2-1 away and are now tailing Sparta by 2 points. That game became a subject of a controversy when in the 20th minute referees disallowed an Ostrava goal. The head of the Czech FA's refereeing commission, Dagmar Damková, said on Monday the goal should have stood, adding that the erring referees will be punished. And finally, the only Czech player in the NBA, Jan Veselý, made his first appearance for the Denver Nuggets at the weekend, after having been traded there from the Washington Wizards last week. The 23-year-old Czech scored 5 points and 5 rebounds in Denver's 117-89 points loss to the Chicago Bulls on Friday. And on Sunday, Veselý earned 6 points and had 4 rebounds against the Sacramento Kings in a home game, which the Nuggets lost 109-95 points.